grown to about double this week. How do you feel ready for that much more work?
I felt that way last week, that I can, you know, tackle more plays. But, you know, it's upon their discretion on how many plays I play. And, I mean, even just practicing this week, I mean, I practiced even better than I did last week and feel really good.
Do you see him approaching, he mentioned this yesterday, do you see him approaching you and your injury and coming back differently this time than he did last time?
He did. Because, you know, last time I was out, you know, 2 weeks and just trying to get back and then where you only play a game and a half and you don't, you know, weren't able to go through the whole game. So now I had a whole month off. And throughout that whole month, you go through the strenuous stuff of practicing, going through all the drills, and then, you know, how do you feel after each one of those practices? And now it's just gotten to a point to where, you know, it's not about how you're doing, it's how effective you can be. And, you know, on those days when you're out there practicing. So he took a lot more you know, a warning from the last time, and just taking it more easier on me, but, you know, still getting that workload out there in practice.
Marcus, players don't want to miss games, but, you know, your body wouldn't help you out there. So the fact that you did miss a month right before December and the stretch run into the playoffs, do you think it could actually be a positive?
I think it is a positive because I'm running around like I'm going into, like, OTAs or training camp, and, you know, my body's not as beat up as, you know, a lot of guys on the team. So I think this right here is sort of a blessing for me that, you know what, yeah, you played well the first half. What can you do this second half? How effective you can be, especially with the rest you've had?
One of the more difficult injuries to bounce back from injury.
It was a difficult injury because it's like you have to have time to heal. You couldn't do that. You can work out all you want to. You can go do all the exercises, but until your body and the inflammation goes down, that's when you can go out there and play. And so it's harder when you're thinking about usually, because I'm a workhorse, I need to go out there and work, so I'm like, I'm going to work as hard as I can, it's going to go away. Nah, you're going to sit down, you got to rest, you got to ice, and this right here is what's going to make it better.
Big Ben has been slinging it around. Do you go into a game saying, it's up to us to win this game, you know, the pass rushers, the defense in particular?
I think every single game we go into, it's always about, you know, defense win championship. We talk about that from the first game. You know, how good you want to be, how consistent can we be? And we talked about that earlier about, you know what, when the second string guys go in there, we have to be effective all the way down to the first string, third string guys. And we put it upon ourselves on the defense to win the game. The offense is always going to score points. But at the end of the day, you can see that when you have those turnovers and you can make plays that you need to make, it's not about, you know, statistics of having 120 yards or holding them to 150. It's about how many turnovers you can get and getting that ball in that end zone.
You and Dave spent a lot of time together in the training room in the last month. What has it been like to see him back on the field? You're back on the field, but to see him back this week?
It felt really good because when you're in that training room, it gets monotonous. It's almost like you're in a jail. Everything is closed off, and you look out from that window, and you see your other guys out there practicing. You want to get out there and do what you want to do and help the team. But you also got to do what you have to do to help yourself. And go out and be healthy. And I mean, he's taking enough time now, and he's out there practicing. And I seen him today, and I told him, I said, you know, it's good to have you out there, you know, practicing again. And he said, you know what, same thing. And so we go back and forth, and, you know, being veteran guys, it feels really good when you see, okay, you're healthy now, you're feeling good, and you can do what you do to help the team.
How does he look pretending to be Big Ben running the scout team?
Now, that's different. Now, he probably threw it better than Big Ben, but, I mean, moving around in the pocket and being elusive and maybe running a bootleg, doing all that, it's a little bit different. But, you know, Peyton is Peyton, and, you know, he'll pick you apart if you give him time back there, and I'm just glad to have him back.
You had specifically certain down and distances that you were using last week on a limited basis. Are you going to get more time on the field this week?
Yeah, this week is going to be a lot more time because it was more passing downs last week, but now it's getting some base, getting down there in the trenches and grinding a little bit. So I'm excited about that, being able to just play on those first and second downs and be able to make those big plays on the key situations to get them in third and long.
And you felt no lower back tweaking or nothing?
Yeah, and that's why I am where I am right now. I mean, they've been taking it really easy and been feeling really good.
That's led him to have this kind of stretch of strong games and sacks that he's had lately?
You know, sometimes when you look at other guys, maybe, Khalil Mack, when he had those 5 sacks on us, that pisses you off, actually, to be honest with you. And you go out and you say, you know, what can I do to help the team? What can I do to play better? Me and Vaughn talk on the sideline all the time about how effective we can be. And we go back and we look at guys from, you know, week one, what did they do to be effective? And we want to be the best, not in our position, but the only guys that do what we do. And we sort of, we are our worst critic. Me and Vaughn go back and forth all the time. If I'm getting a sack in practice, he better go and get a sack. If Vaughn gets a sack, I better get a sack. So it's, I think it's all about that competition and having guys push each other. And I think that's where, you know, Vaughn comes in. I've been pushing him really hard. Everybody else has been pushing him on the team, and he's responding.
He was just saying that there were times earlier this year where he felt like he was just like a hand away. What goes into being a hand away to being able to finish?
I think being a hand away, that means he beats the tackles. So I think what he needs to do is turn around and say, Tlaib and Harris, hey, you guys hold him an extra second for me, and I'll get there. And, I mean, that's what you have to do. You know, you tell Tlaib, they'll say, you know, if we're, you know, blitzing, I'll say, hey, give me one more second, Tlaib, or, you know, Chris or whoever, TJ, and they'll give you that, and you'll be able to get to the quarterback. And I think that's what teamwork is about.
All right, thanks, Marcus.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.